Ag Tourism 101. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
This year's conference was a total success. We had over 250 participants, farmers from all across the state who were interested in agritourism. They were brand new agritourism operators, so even seasoned agritourism operators came out to listen to all the very informative sessions.
That's Pamela Bartholomew with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, and they just completed their 2008 Agritourism Conference at Paris Landing State Park this past Friday.
We offered numerous sessions about on-farm retail, about sales tax, and had a very informative trade show that had over 25 different participants, trade show exhibitors, that came out to help agritourism operators in different aspects of their operation by giving them the knowledge and the information that they need to help them succeed in their agritourism operation once they get back to the farm.
Now, the theme of the conference was cultivating farm revenue, and it included presentations from other farms from other states and how they are taking advantage of the agritourism opportunities. One of those was Deborah Cheney, co-owner of Cheney's Dairy Barn in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Basically, we're just telling the story of how and why we're doing what we're doing, how it's impacted our family and our business. It's actually brought in quite a bit of revenue to our farm. We're a working dairy farm that was just struggling and needing to add some revenue to our business or either get out and try something different. And we're serving homemade ice cream as our main specialty, but we also have a restaurant and do farm tours and are kind of ambassadors for agriculture.
Now, the Cheneys had close to 7,000 school children to visit their farm this past year, and several farms here in Tennessee are continuing to consider and implement ag tourism venues as another means of farm income. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.